Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio, and I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard, and thanks for joining us. On today's show, I'll be continuing with my Real Food for Pets series, and I have as my guest today Jody Wheaton, and she's the owner of Fat Hen Farms up in Roseburg, Oregon. Jody has about 200 laying hens who lay eggs, who create some of the best eggs in the Fertile Valley of Southern Oregon. So when we return from a break, we'll talk with Jody about the elusive egg and the controversial egg. There's a lot of controversy about eggs, whether they're good for you, whether they're bad for you if you eat too much, and give them to your pet. I've even had a lot of people talk to me about how bad eggs are for pets, and I don't agree. And then Jody will also help us with some of the confusion of cage-free eggs from chickens, cage-free chickens and cage-free eggs. And she's a licensed egg handler from Oregon, so she's in the know. So we'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Thinking about buying a monkey? How about a ferret or a skunk? Then check out the show that will answer the burning questions: where do you get them? What do you feed them? How do you take care of them? And most of all, what were you thinking? With exotic pet expert and author Bob Tart, every week on demand from PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
So welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. And with me today is my guest, Jody Wheaton. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Mickey.
And Jody is the owner of Fat Hen Farms. That's a great name. What inspired you to give your farm that name?
Well, Mickey, I've got about 200 fat hens walking around my property. So it was a given.
It was a given. You were sitting there one day and went, geez, I wonder what I should call my place. Oh, look at that fat hen over there. Wow. How are your chickens raised? I mean, you know, like everybody, there's so much controversy. I talk to a lot of people about eggs and what's the difference between cage-free and organic and all of this stuff. But how are yours raised?
Our chicks are pretty much raised right out in the open. They are free to come and go as they please throughout the day. They have hen house that they retreat into in bad weather or at night. But they have the run of the acreage right
but
now.
They don't, so you don't have a lot of predators like we do in Arizona.
Very fortunate not to have predators where we are.
Yeah, because a chicken would last probably about an hour here in Arizona.
<It'd have laughs> Dead meat.
Yeah, it'd be a coyote bait. But difference between cage-free. What is cage-free?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy with that. A cage-free chicken can mean anything from an animal like I have that gets free run of the property. But that's a better term for that would be pasture-raised.
Pasture-raised. So are they putting that on boxes now, saying pasture-raised?
Some places are.
Like Whole Foods or something?
Yeah, but most of them will say cage-free, but that has a lot of clicks to it, so to speak, because a cage-free bird can be a bird in a huge, like, Quonset hut full of 200 million chickens.
Yeah.
And maybe they have a little tiny door that they can go out into a concrete patio or a little run and that's it.
So cage-free is really...
It could be a misnomer.
Yeah, because you could say, well, this is a cage-free, but it's just a bigger cage.
Right.
Yeah. So there's no limits. Nobody set limits as to what cage-free is.
There's a lot of terms out there. The typical white egg you get in the store comes from what they call a battery caged hen. And those hens are usually in a tiny little cage, maybe 4 or 5 in that cage, and that's where they spend their whole life.
They ain't happy hens.
No.
No, they're not fat hens.
Beaks are trimmed, and it's
That whole factory farming thing, I think most people don't really like to hear about, but they will still buy those eggs, but those are not happy chickens.
No, I think anyone who buys those eggs should go online and look at pictures of battery-caged hens, and it made me cry when I saw them.
Yeah. Well, particularly when you treat your hens like better than some people treat their kids. Now, what are yours called, though? Are yours called pasture-raised?
Yes, pasture-raised.
Are they called organic?
No, I don't call mine organic because you have to jump through a lot of hoops to become organic.
So that's just a certification.
It's like organic produce. You need to start that chick organically, and it gets fed nothing but organic food all its life, and it's just something I haven't bridged. Right now, feed for organic chickens is very expensive. And
that also is something that doesn't really always apply to and is not that important sometimes. But what do your chickens eat daily?
I give them a manufactured chicken feed, which, by the way, most chicken feed does not have hormones in it anymore. They've taken those out.
Oh, good.
So any chicken is pretty much fed hormone-free food nowadays. I do buy pre-made chicken feed. And then the rest of the day, I feed them in the morning, at night, and then the rest of the day they run free and eat bugs and grass.
Yeah. So whatever they're scratching away at, and they're picking up dirt and all kinds of stuff, which is good for their cleaning out their sides. So they're detoxing themselves as they go along, you know. But
and they get all kinds of scraps from the kitchen too. I've got a lot of fruit trees and they continually eat all the down fruit and jump up for grapes on the vines and
and they how many eggs does one chicken of yours lay per day?
Each chicken lays one egg a day.
One egg a day. I thought they were bigger producers than that.
Oh, wow. But the thing is, there's some hens, like sex lynx, the red sex lynx or black sex lynx, and then also there's a white leghorns and brown leghorns. They can lay up to 300-plus eggs a year, and they're the high producers. And then there's others that lay a lot fewer eggs.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter. Chickens need 14 hours of sun or light to lay eggs.
14 hours. Uh-huh. So up in Oregon sometimes that's pretty, you're not going to get that.
I put a light on in their pen in the wintertime to keep them going.
Jody, compared to plain old grocery store eggs, what's the physical difference with yours? Like, I know there's usually a size difference, isn't there? Like,
eggs can come in all sizes. My hens, depending on their age, younger they are, the smaller the egg. Then there's some breeds that just lay larger jumbo size eggs.
So it has all to do with the breed.
The breed, yeah.
And how about brown eggs versus white eggs? What color are your eggs?
I have brown, white, blue.
You have green ones?
Uh-huh.
Green eggs.
The Araucana
eggs. Oh. So that's, once again, the breed.
Yeah.
Oh.
It has to do with
the So there's really no significant taste difference between brown and white eggs?
No. Nutritionally either.
Huh. Well, that's interesting because I always thought...
Even the blue eggs, a lot of people think those are even better. And
yeah.
They're really, there's no nutritional difference there.
Now, I was going to bring up the health benefits for people and dogs, but the one thing I had just read about was on the fact that people, there's about 20% of the public is allergic to eggs. But if you have fertile farm fresh eggs, I have read and heard that those people that have allergies to grocery store eggs do not have allergies to fertile eggs. Have you heard that?
Actually, it's news to me, too.
Yeah.
But I do have a big old rooster, and he's doing his job out there.
So basically, when somebody is having a farm fresh eggs, they always have to have a rooster who fertilizes them.
Not necessarily.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of people don't like to have a rooster around, but I've got a really good one, and he does help. We do get chicks from the hens now and then.
Yeah, so you keep the chicks.
When one goes broody, yeah. I do.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And there, that way I don't introduce any outside germs or bacteria or anything that's all within the flock right there.
Well, chicks. When you moved from California to Oregon, I think you had told me that you lost some chickens,
yeah.
didn't you, because
mm-hmm.
of the difference in climate and everything?
Yeah. And the breed that I lost was not as hardy as some of the others.
Yeah. So it pays to get something locally anyways, the area that you're living in.
Yeah.
But how about the health benefits? What can you add to what you believe are better benefits to your eggs versus regular eggs and eggs in general?
In 2007, Mother Earth News Magazine did a great piece of research. They took eggs from 14 different pasture-raised farms throughout the country, and they had those eggs chemically checked over at a lab in Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And they found that, and they were comparing these to what the USDA has on their egg boxes. You know, if you look up the standard nutritional value of eggs, you'll see it. But they compared theirs, and they found that they have free-range pasture eggs have more vitamin A and E. Now they have lots more beta-carotene, which makes that yolk dark orange.
Right.
And you can tell the
difference.
Yeah,
there,
that's a very good nutrient for your eyes, the beta-carotene.
Right.
And then they also found that these pasture-raised eggs have a lot more omega-3 fatty acids.
Which are really good.
For cancer
right.
and heart disease. And then the really interesting thing, pasture-raised eggs have a lower cholesterol.
Huh. You think that has something to do with exercising the chickens?
But it's their diet.
Yeah.
You might as well buy these kind of eggs because the others obviously are less quality as far as nutrient value goes.
So when people see eggs in the store and they look at these stinking little white eggs for $2.50 and then they see cage-free eggs for $3.30 or something, mm-hmm. particularly in this time and age where people are counting their pennies, what could you say would add to that extra dollar?
Well, I think you're wasting your money on the other eggs.
Yeah.
Definitely, you're not getting the right amount of nutrients out of that egg compared to a properly raised, pasture-raised egg.
Right.
Or hen that produces those eggs.
Well, I think we're in that time now where everybody's making decisions on what to eat and how good it is. So you cut back to one egg instead of having two. But your quality is much better.
Better.
I don't know. Still, that dollar makes a difference, you know. And but I think they need to stop and think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Beyond that, the taste of a fresh egg is totally different.
Oh, yeah.
I'm spoiled now.
Yeah. I'm sure you are. You probably didn't enjoy the eggs that we had at the place in town this morning. So what other animals do you have on your little farm?
We've got lots of sheep and two old donkeys and rabbits and dog, cats.
Yeah, and kids. You got lots of kids. They're little animals occasionally, too.
Yeah.
So what plans do you have for the future with your small farm?
We're helping to make a better go of the egg business and maybe even get into some pasture-raised broilers and that kind of thing for meat birds.
Yeah.
And
you don't have any meat birds now?
I raised some for animal use last year, but now I see there's a market for that. And people are, again, wanting quality meat. They're not looking for the stuff that is
the factory farm chicken that doesn't have a beak anymore.
And no flavor to it either.
Right, yeah. Well, white meat is really white because it doesn't have any nutrients going through the blood vessels. That's so white because they're just sitting there.
Pale.
Yeah, that's a difference. Like when you see a duck, there's a tremendous difference in ducks because ducks generally are not raised like that, you know, but... Here's a controversial thing that, or something that I've heard about whether you should refrigerate eggs or don't refrigerate eggs. What if you went out and you got all these eggs and you didn't have enough room in your refrigerator? What would you do with them?
Well, it's okay to store a fresh egg outside for a little while, but I try to get mine into a refrigerator as soon as I can. Eventually, as they're losing their carbon dioxide, other air goes in, and it you develop a egg air bubble inside.
Ah.
And that just lessens the quality of the egg. It could not, if there's an egg with an air bubble in it, it can't have more than 1/8 of an inch of air bubble to be a double A USDA egg.
Oh, okay. Well, and that's a whole different story, all that double A
and stuff. A single A egg would have a 3/8 of an inch air bubble or less.
So I had also heard that if you had to keep your eggs unrefrigerated, that you would cover them with an oil.
Yeah, you could do that, and that seals up the pores, and the egg will just remain fresh for a long time.
Yeah.
Usually, if you buy your typical white egg from the store, they have 30 days from the packaging date to get it out on the shelf. That little date stamped on the edge of the carton is the date that it was. The eggs were packed in that package.
Packaged.
And then within 30 days, they have to be put out on the shelf. And then they're typically safe for you to eat at home for up to 5 weeks. So if you add all that together, you're looking at an egg that can be about 65 days old
by the time it...
Yeah.
By the time you get it?
No, by the time you've eaten it
end
of 5 weeks.
So almost a 2-month-old egg by the time you've eaten it.
Yeah.
Oh, from laying in the little chicken's hen box there to your table.
Well, so the fresher you get your eggs, the better off you are. And eggs have a long shelf life.
Yeah.
It's just that the packaging date, you know, there again, it's that date is the packaging date. But how long did it take to get from the hen house to that package is unknown.
Do you know anything about salmonella in eggs?
I did a little research on that, and they said that typically it comes, well, the hen can have salmonella.
Oh.
And it's just part of her. Or it can also be from a dirty egg and improper handling. So, you know, the eggs are supposed to be washed and rinsed and all that.
Yeah.
But it's not really a big issue. It's like 1/20,000% that could have salmonella.
Right.
It's a low, low percent.
Well, that's the thing is when I tell people a lot to give their dogs raw eggs, especially if you do have available farm fresh eggs or organic eggs.
Yeah.
And because until I see a coyote cooking over a Sternal stove and he's putting eggs on top of it and cooking that, I don't think it's going to matter. There's a lot of controversy about that. There's a lot of controversy about cholesterol. And a lot of new information that I have read is coming out on the idea that there is really not the offensive idea about cholesterol as we had thought in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have been eating up on eggs for a long time, and there's been up and down, up and down. But prior to 1950, people were eating 2 eggs a day, fresh eggs. And I think that's the difference, I think. But also food that they eat on a daily basis makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to thank Jody for her time and her effort. Ran into her in our little town of Tubac today and invited her to the show since she was wearing a sign saying Fat Hen Farms. But I'm going to give you a little recipe with eggs, which I always give some sort of a recipe. So we'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbacks and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslowski, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
So welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. So I have a recipe, an egg recipe for your dogs. While you're having some scrambled eggs, here's one for your dog. Let's lightly scramble them. Let's make them real runny. Runny eggs for your dog, and sometimes cats will like this too. Then put just a little dollop of cream cheese and grate a bit of broccoli in the scrambled egg mixture. Gives your dog a lot of choline, which eggs are filled with choline and inositol, which are very calming vitamins for dogs and cats and yourself. It also gives them a lot of vitamin D and calcium. The calcium comes from the cream cheese and the broccoli. So all of that together is a combination of a calming lunch or dinner or whatever. It's a real calming recipe. I used to give it to my dog Carlos when he was a puppy, and I call it Carlos's runny eggs. So don't be afraid to try some eggs and give them to your dog a couple times a week. I would prefer that you give them to them raw, but if that freaks you out, then slightly scramble them or cook them not hard-boiled, make them soft-boiled, and see if they like it as a mid-afternoon snack, and the two of you could sit down and eat together. So we're out of time. And I want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can go to my website, dogchefdetective.com or dogchefs.com. And if you'd like transcripts of this show or any other of the shows on Pet Life Radio Network, go to PetLifeRadio.com and click on the Pet Chef. You can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.